Part 1, Warning Signs of Digital Declutter and the Digital Declutter Method. Chapter 2, The Consequences of Digital Clutter. Sometimes it can be difficult to see how digital clutter is overwhelming us, which may explain why we continue to fall into the digital hoarding trap. This chapter looks at the consequences of digital clutter to motivate you to do something about it. Digital clutter causes stress. Did you know that digital hoarding and clutter can cause stress? A survey of more than 2,000 consumers found that increased digital clutter during the COVID-19 shutdown increased stress levels. When you have lots of emails to respond to, newsletters to read, data to choose from, files to select from, and pictures to flip through, it can be overwhelming. And when you have a lot of data, especially unorganized data, finding the right file or piece of information at the right time can be an uphill battle. All of this adds to your stress. Increases cyber risks. According to a Kaspersky Lab study, sorting out digital clutter in business, there is a correlation between digital clutter and cybersecurity. The report found that when we have a lot of digital clutter, we often forget to back up important documents that contain sensitive and personally identifiable information that could potentially harm us or our business because we have so much information and data at our disposal. Another study found that digital clutter often encourages users to be careless, exposing their digital devices and sensitive information to security threats and vulnerabilities, slowing down devices. This survey shows that of all the applications we install on our computers, we never use 30% of them, which means we are constantly adding software and applications to our digital devices that we do not necessarily use. This clutter slows down our devices. Digital hoarding wastes limited time. Say you need to email an important file to a client, but you can't find it in all the clutter on your hard drive. You want to find the link to a job application site you bookmarked, but you can't find it among the thousands of other bookmarks. You have a webinar to attend, but you cannot find the email with the link to the webinar invitation because your inbox is overflowing with new, unread emails. Time is money, but you keep wasting it because of all the digital clutter in your life. This is a big reason why you never get anything done on time and are behind on most of your tasks. How do you fix the problem? Get rid of what you don't need and haven't used in months or years. Increases mental fatigue. When you can't get things done on time, have too much on your plate, struggle with FOMO, fear of missing out, and have too much on your plate, you naturally experience mental fatigue. According to psychologist Donna Ferguson, PhD, clutter of any kind, including digital clutter, leads to mental fatigue and tension. Digital clutter takes up space on your digital devices and in your mind. Staying glued to screens, struggling to find things among thousands of pieces of data, missing important tasks, missing deadlines, and other problems caused by digital clutter, take a toll on your mental well-being, leads to procrastination. Clutter and procrastination are closely related. Finding the right files or data can be difficult when you have more digital data to manage. So instead of sifting through all the data and information to find what you are looking for, you procrastinate. You may also get sidetracked from the task you were working on because something else caught your attention while you were trying to do something. And before you know it, you are no longer doing what you were originally doing. There are other drawbacks and negative effects of digital hoarding and clutter. Other negative consequences of digital overload. Using your phone before bed keeps your brain active and it becomes a struggle to fall asleep. You become addicted to the online world and want to do all activities online, such as playing, shopping, selling, earning, reading, etc. You stay online unnecessarily all the time, scrolling down the newsfeed and becoming mentally saturated. You may not realize it now, but this pressure to be everywhere is affecting your mental well-being. You keep accumulating data without realizing its irrelevance. You struggle to delete old stuff and think more than you need to before you get rid of even a photo from the internet. You may find yourself running from one task to another, trying to do everything in a frenzy and often not getting anything done. If you often feel irritable and tired every time you step away from the digital world, it is a sign that you are digitally overwhelmed. It can lead to headaches and abrupt behavior. You struggle with fear of missing out, FOMO, and find yourself staring at your screen, scrolling through your newsfeed, looking at tweet after tweet, constantly hoarding data just to make sure you don't miss an important find. If so, you have a big problem. You have over 100 unopened chats on your phone. If you have hundreds or thousands of unopened emails and your email box is filling up, you're clearly holding onto data you don't need. If you keep buying USBs, drives, and storage devices just to store more data you never use, you are a data hoarder and need help. When you use the internet, you open multiple tabs at the same time. Even when you're done with a tab, you don't close it right away.